السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows us to see many many more days of Jumu'ah with afiyat. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And we also ask Allah ta'ala that He makes our last day of our earthly life this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. So the topic that we're discussing today is this preparation for the month of Ramadan. When a person is coming to a very big event, when there is a big event that is about to unfold, and a person is involved in that event, there is a lot of preparation that goes behind it. For example, if there happens to be an ijtima in our town, that before the day of the ijtima, the community, the people are involved in putting up the structure, they're involved in attending to the necessary arrangements. There's a lot of effort that goes behind it. Like that, if there's an idgah that is taking place, those people that are involved in attending to the idgah, long before that idgah, they're already making arrangements for the sound, they're making arrangements for the musallas, they're making arrangements for parking, etc. So that arrangement takes place beforehand. And we now in the month of February, people in the business world, they know that a very big date is coming. In the month of February, for most business people, that is the 28th of February. This is known as the financial year end for many companies. So already there's planning that is taking place before the 28th of February. For example, the accountants will tell the people or the clients, or if they got their own advisors, they will tell them that, listen, you already brought in so much of donations for the year, Section 18A. That you hold back the date of certain donations for the 1st of March, don't bring it in now. You got too much of sales, don't bring in some sales in this period, some sales for a different period, so hold back some of your sales. Different advice is given based on that date, how to plan, what to do, when to do. People are coming to do stock takes, that stock taking is also being planned. But much bigger than any event, any date, is one date in a Muslim's life that is far greater than all these dates. And that date is the 1st of Ramadan. How much mental preparation have we done for that date? The date that is coming, what planning have we done mentally? What planning have we done to organize our life? So that when that month of Ramadan comes, when it hits that 1st of Ramadan comes, we're already into some type of routine. We're already in some type of rhythm that we have planned and prepared beforehand. A person that is a runner, he runs, he does long distance running. He plans himself, he times himself. Normally he has a watch to see his times, how fast he's doing it, what distance he's covering. And mentally he has to push himself so that before that race that he's going to run, that long race that he's going to run, he's already prepared before the date comes. So the month of Ramadan is coming. It should never be such that we just come into that month of Ramadan like that runner. He did no preparation. He just came into that race and suddenly he sees now he's getting out of breath. He's not fit enough. That health is not right. The body is not right. Why there was no preparation? So the month of Ramadan will come and it should never be that we haven't prepared ourselves what to do in the month of Ramadan. So just in a short discussion for today, it's like a dummy's guide, like a basic guide of how we should be planning to spend our month of Ramadan. From now, if we can get ourselves into the routine, it will make it very, very easy. But a lot of accomplishment and achievements, whether it's physically, whether it's financially, whether it's deen-wise or otherwise, has to do with our mind. How correct is our mind? How mentally prepared are we for the challenge? So on the basis, inshallah, we'll discuss one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will serve as a basis for us to understand how we should be preparing for the month of Ramadan. Musnad Ahmad is a narration mentioned on authority of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari rahmatullah alayhi radiyallahu anhu. He mentions that جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عِزْنِي وَأُوْجِسْ One person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice in a very unique manner. He said, عِزْنِي وَأُوْجِسْ Give me advice, but keep that advice short. For people like me and you, that our digestion system, because of so much of social media, because of so much of information, because of the aggressive information that we're receiving all the time on the different forums. So therefore our digestive system has become very, very weak. We can't even digest advice. So this advice is something that we should take to heart. The Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me advice, but keep that advice concise. Keep it short. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the most eloquent manner, gave him advice that was short, but yet was filled with meaning. So the first advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّي صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعِينَ. That when you stand up to perform your salat, perform the salat as a person who is bidding farewell is doing. Salli salata muwaddi'in. A person that is bidding farewell. In other words, this is my last salat. After this, there's going to be no more salat. After this, perhaps I'm going to pass away. A person, maybe he's on the death roll and he knows after Jummah salah is his appointed time for him to be executed. What type of Jummah will that person perform? Will it be same like any other one, or will it be different? So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, or telling the Sahabi, and it's a message for all of us, that when you're performing your salat, perform it as though it's your last salat. Give it your best concentration. Give it your best devotion. Give it your best ability to spend time in that salat, to cry unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let that salat be different from all your other salat. Ulama explained that when we are doing all good actions, this should be our attitude. We are going into the month of Ramadan. Let us think that perhaps this is the last Ramadan we are experiencing. We don't know whether we're going to see another Ramadan. This is our last Ramadan. That is the mindset that we should be going in. Although a person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah gives him the opportunity to see many, many more Ramadan. But psychologically, this is my last Ramadan. Now when this is the last Ramadan, you think a person will spend it like how he spent all his other Ramadans. The Ramadan itself will be a different Ramadan. فَصَلِّي صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّينَ. I have to give it everything that I have. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him another bit of advice that's also very, very applicable to us in the month of Ramadan and out of the month of Ramadan. He told him, وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْتَذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. That don't say such a word that tomorrow you have to apologize for what you said. In other words, before you're saying something, before you're messaging something, before you're narrating or relating something, think properly. Do I have to say what I'm saying? Do I have to use these words, whether it's to my wife, whether it's to my children, whether it's to my parents, whether it's to my staff, whether it's to my friends, or whether it's to people in general. I'm saying something, I shouldn't be saying something, that tomorrow I have to apologize for what I said today. So don't say any type of words that you'll have to apologize for. In other words, be very careful before you utter any type of speech. What a beautiful advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Sahabi. The third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَجْمَعِ الْيَأْسْ مِمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That don't have any hope in the property, in the assets of any other person. What he's got is what Allah has blessed him with. Don't put a single inch of hope in him. Don't put a single inch of hope in his assets that I'm going to benefit from it. Or don't even look in that direction. Be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is a recipe for contentment. If a person is happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given him, he will not complain at all. I'm happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. Don't ever put any type of hope in any assets, in any thing that other people own. So this was the third advice. So these were the three concise advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given him. Now for us in the month of Ramadan, how we can practically, what can we do? The ayat of the Quran I mentioned, Allah ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those that have true iman, they have an intense love for Allah ta'ala. They know that the month of Ramadan is coming, it's the month of love. Where a person demonstrates his love, he's giving up those things that normally would be halal in this month for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That from the morning till the evening he's giving up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that food, that drink, that halal wife that Allah ta'ala has given him. He's giving all that up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month where I have to be capitalizing and making much, much more. The effect of the actions also in the month of Ramadan we know are increased. A person is performing a nafil act, he's getting the reward of a farad act. A person performing a farad act is getting a reward of 70 faraid. So actions are multiplied. An intelligent person, like how in the December month, a businessman is worried about capitalizing. An intelligent man is seeing how this month of Ramadan, I can capitalize. So the first thing that we should try to do is don't miss takbir-e-ula. Don't miss our salah with jama'ah in the masjid. So giving ihtimam to salat. This is the first thing that we should do. It should never be that it's the month of Ramadan and Salah is taking place in the month of Ramadan and we are missing our Salah. There was a great personality by the name of Muhammad bin Salama Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was the student of Imam Abu Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi and the student of Imam Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was a very great alim. He lived till the age of 102 years. So he had one practice in Ramadan, out of Ramadan. This was his practice as far as his nawafil is concerned. That on average he would read 200 rakats daily. 200 rakats, nafil namaz daily, this was his practice. And for 40 years this person, Muhammad bin Salama, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he did not miss his takbir ula. There was no such thing as missing his takbir ula. Only on one occasion when his mother had passed away because he was making arrangements for her funeral, on that occasion only did he miss, in 40 years did he miss his takbir ula. And there was one other occasion where he had missed Salah wa Jama'ah, Salah in the Masjid. Now these great people, these pious people, they look at it as a big loss. If we lose a business deal, we are sad for the day. We are sad for a few days that I lost 2 million, 3 million, 10 million and deal. It was such an easy deal, I just missed that deal. We start feeling so bad about it. Yet it was not even written for us. But these great people, they feel it. That I missed a Salah wa Jama'ah in the Masjid. And we know that it is multiplied 27 times. How am I going to make up for that 27 times reward of that Salah? So what did he do? He performed that Salah again, he repeated it 27 times. So that Salah which he missed with Jama'ah, not that he missed his Salah, but he read it 27 times. That night in a dream he saw that he was being told now that what about the Ameen of the Malaika? What are you going to do about that? There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا تَأَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَمِّنُوا فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. That when the Imam says Ameen, at that moment when the Imam is saying Ameen, then you also say Ameen. Because that person whose Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his past sins. So now what you're going to do, the hadith is saying, إِذَا تَأَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ. When the Imam is saying Ameen, then you say Ameen. What are you going to do about the dua of that Malaika? You read those 27 times alone. There was no Imam there to say Ameen. There was no dua of the Malaika. How are you going to compensate for that loss? Can you ever compensate for that loss? So this is what he had seen in that dream. So then, this aspect about getting Salah in our life, not only Salah, together with that Takbir-e-Ula, very easy way in the month of Ramadan, what we should be doing is try and come early to the Masjid. Make it a point, every Salah, I want to be there early in the Masjid. When a person starts practicing from now, when it hits the first of Ramadan, it becomes already part of his routine, part of his life. The other thing that we should try and bring in our lives, which is very simple, is this Tahajjud Salat. We all up for Sehri. Most of us are up for Sehri. That Sehri time already is the time of Tahajjud. It's the time of begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Wasiullah rahmatullah alayhi would say, he said that if a king had to make an announcement that is a convention, every one of you that is present here, come with you, whatever you require, I'll make arrangements to give it to you. Come with your application, put your application forward, I will give it to you. He says there will be a massive crowd. But the king of all kings is making an announcement every night. Is there anyone that seeks anything so that I may grant him? Anyone that is seeking anything so I may grant him? We are up at the time of Sehri. This is the last time of the night, the Mubarak time or the best time of performing that Tahajjud Salat. Let us wake up few minutes earlier for Sehri and perform at least 2 rakats or 4 rakats of Tahajjud. Make it a point of reading this 4 rakats of Tahajjud. It will make such a big difference to the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion he was told that there is a big government hearing, there is a matter that's taking place, a massive one, and it's going to affect the Muslims. So there is a very big concern amongst the Muslims in India that what should we do? So he asked them that when is this matter going to be heard? So they told him this matter is going to be heard tomorrow. He said then there is no problem, between today and tomorrow is the night. We will put our plea before Allah Ta'ala and this matter will get resolved in the night. There's no need to worry about tomorrow. This was that taluk and that resolve the pious people had and the comfort that they took in asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. The other thing, what we should be doing, there isn't too much of time, is kindness. This is the month of kindness. We know that famous hadith, a person gives one khajur, or gives a person a sip of water, it's as though he has got the reward of the fasting people. Many of us have got staff, many of us have got people that are working for us. If we give them 30 minutes every day earlier off, that, oh Allah, I'm making it easy for them, you make it easy for me on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, you make my hisab kitab easy, you make it easy for me in the qabr. I'm giving this staff off 30 minutes early. How difficult is it? It's not hard at all. In fact, we will bring more barakat in that business. So the staff will also be making dua for us. Not only will we be making dua at the time of iftar, we got our staff members that will also be making dua. So kindness, go out of our way. This is a month of kindness. Let's start preparing to start showing kindness from now. Already let us start making arrangement. Let the customers know. Let the clients know that Ramadan we're going to close 30 minutes earlier. We're going to close some portion earlier so that we can accommodate this. It is not the same month. We are taking it as though this is our last month of the month of Ramadan. And the last thing that we should be doing is to stay away from anything that is sin. Any guna, any type of sin, any type of doubtful things. Let us keep it out of our life. The TV must be completely shunned in the month of Ramadan. I'm not going to look at any videos. I'm going to be involved in any type of photography. I'm not going to be involved in any type of ghibat. I'm not going to be involved in any type of slander. In this month, I'm going to steep myself clean from any type of dirt. So this is that fourth point that we bring. In fact, in Kitab al-Buyu, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has brought a saying of Hassan ibn Abi Sinan rahmatullah alayhi, was a tabi based in Basra. So he explains, he says that there is no shorter cut. مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَهْوَنَ مِنَ الْوَرْعِ دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. I haven't found any path, I haven't found any way, I haven't found any method shorter to getting taqwa, to getting piety than this method. What method? He says, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ. Leave out those things that put you into a doubt, for those things where there is no doubt. Where there is absolutely no doubt, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, if we start practicing from now, to bring tilawat in our life, Quran in our life, to bring nawafil in our life, to show kindness in our life, to stay away from gunas, then when the month of Ramadan comes, we'll be ready, it will be much easier for us. Then when we stand in the Taraweeh also, we won't be getting irritated why the Imam Sahib is taking so long. We'll actually be getting happy that, Wallah, you're allowing me to stand in Salah, to listen to your Kalam, in the month of Ramadan, Wallah, I'm so happy, I wish it takes longer. Then there'll be no complaints and no rush, even from the side of the Imams. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of preparing correctly for the month of Ramadan and spending it correctly. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.